arts now. And yo-yoing, she said. I need to get out of my head. Yeah, I said. Using your kung fu powers for good? Well, she said. I feel good when I flip people. Hey, I said. Where's your brother? She told me he was outside waiting in the van because he didn't know how to work the parking, and also he didn't actually have his driver's license, only his learner's. He's 15. He's all jacked up on rebellion and whatever. He just wanted to wait in the van and listen to his music. We headed for the exit and kind of stumbled around, falling over each other. Thebes kept her arm wrapped around my waist and tried to help me with my bag. All I had was one large backpack. I didn't know how long I'd be staying, but it didn't really matter anyway. I'd lost my boyfriend and didn't care about my job, and there was no reason to go back to Paris. I didn't own anything besides books, and Mark could keep those if he wanted to. It was sunny and warm, and the sky was a sharp, cartoony blue compared to the wet, clay skies of Paris. And there was Logan, sitting in their beat-up van, staring straight ahead at something, not us, music blasting from inside, like the van was a giant Marshall amp. Thebes ran up to the van and threw herself against the windshield. Logan snapped out of his rock and roll reverie for a second and smiled. Then he got out of the van and walked, glided, over to me and gave me a big hug with one arm and asked me how it was going. All right, I said. How about you? He said. He shrugged. Hey, what's this? I asked him. I grabbed his arm and squeezed his bicep. Yeah, right, said Thebes. And, dude, your pants, I said. Did you steal them from Andre the Giant? I snapped the elastic band on his boxers. Logan opened the door to the van and threw my stuff in. How is Paris? He asked. What? I said. Oh, Paris? Yeah, he said. How was it? Thebes turned down the volume on the music. Then she told me I should drive instead of Logan. She said she'd been planning her funeral on the way there. I got dumped, I said. No way, said Logan. Well, yeah, I said. You can't get dumped in Paris, said Logan. Isn't it supposed to be all by a guy or a girl? Asked Thebes. A guy, I said. Logan stared hard at Thebes for a few seconds. He said you were gay, she said. No, I didn't, said Logan. You totally did, said Thebes. Okay, Thebes, listen, said Logan. I didn't, hey, I said. It's okay, it really doesn't matter. Really. But it was a guy. But you're not that old, said Thebes. Right? You can still find someone if you look hard. How old are you? 28, I said. Okay, 28. She said. She thought for a second. You have like 2 years, she said. Maybe you should dress up more, though. Logan ended up driving back to their house because I didn't know how to tell him not to and because he hadn't seemed interested in relinquishing control of the wheel anyway. Logan and Thebes yelled at each other all the way back, the music cranked the whole time. Thebes. Stay in your lane, moron. Logan. Don't lose your fucking shit, man. Thebes. I don't want to die, loser. Use two hands. Logan. Do not grab the steering wheel. Then Thebes went into this strange kind of commentary thing she does, quoting the imaginary people in her head. This time it was a funeral director, I think. She said, with an impact this severe, there is not a hope of reconstructing this kid's face. She banged the back window with her fist.